What up? What's up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just the Kid from Brooklyn. It is bright and early on this beautiful Saturday morning, and I'm here with you. I don't know if you're going to listen to the show at night. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Buenos noches, buenas tardes, buenos dias, konnichiwa, whatever you want to say. That is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. I'm feeling good. This is going to be the second episode of the week. This is what we're going to do now. We're going to be killing it, okay? We're going to be out here, okay, doing this show, all right? Shout out to everybody that showed a lot of love to the new Trey Star photos that I just put out as promotion for this show. Wait till you guys see the promo video that we put together, man. We put it together in the freezing cold, but we got it done because that's what we do. We work, all right? Ain't no struggle here. Only winners, baby. Winner's circle. You feel me? So, man, listen, man, the sneaker world is going crazy. Sneaker world is going crazy, y'all. Crazy. We got the trophy room. Jordan 1's about to drop by MJ's son, Marcus Jordan's got his own store called the Trophy Room right in the heart of Chicago. And these sneakers, they're the Chicago Jordan colorway, but they're kind of faded. They got a clear, translucent bottom with Jordan's autograph on the freaking the back heel. Sexy shoe. Those shoes are coming out pretty soon. Pretty soon. They keep playing with dates. I'll be honest with you. Like, because in the beginning, it was like, oh, they're coming out in February. Oh, we don't know when they're coming out. Oh, they might be coming out here. Oh, they... You never know with Nike and Jordan Brand. You really don't. You never, like, I mean, I could read you guys the date, but are they going to come out then is the real question. Are they actually going to come out? And see, now they don't even have a date. February 2021. When is that, ladies and gentlemen? Is it Valentine's Day? You know what I'm saying? Is it before Valentine's Day? Is it the 28th? What day is it? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Nike does. It's the same thing with the what are they calling them? The Taupe Haze Travis Scott Jordan 4s. Beautiful shoe. Beige suede with the black detailing on it. The midsole's like a, I don't know if it's like a cream. You know, you can't really tell sometimes with these mock-ups. But there are live pictures of it. Okay, so it's not cream. It's like a white midsole with a black, with the classic black Jordan 4 bottom. We waiting for those too. Those are supposed to come out in January. They got pushed back to February. You know what I'm saying? So this is what Nike does. I think they do it, and not I think, I know they do it to build hype, you know what I'm saying? And drive the sneaker market up, because that's what they like to do, right? But those Travis Scott 4s, I mean, that's a must-have for me. I have zero Travis Scott collab shoes with Nike. So I've been trying since the very first release, and I haven't been successful. I love the Jordan 1s that he did. I love the dunks that he did with Nike. The list goes on and on. Another really hype shoe. I mean, every dunk is a hype shoe. You got the Pink Pigs coming out sometime in February. You see, Nike doesn't really give us dates. They'll tease a date, but then it, you know, it's up to them if they're really gonna release it. You got the Pink Pigs, which is like an old suede pink Dunk Low SB. Sexy shoe, white midsole, black bottom. Man, I would love to have these, but the way things have been going with the pandemic and people being home, working from home, going to school from home, you know, using a stimulus check to get the damn bot software, they buying up all the fucking shoes. A lot of heartache, man. A lot of heartache. Okay? We got the UNC Dunk Lows coming out. Those are a must-have. You got the UNLV Dunks coming back out. That's a must-have. You know what I'm saying? You got the football gray Dunk Highs. That is a must-have. The Vast Gray Dunk Highs coming out, right? The football gray is like, it's like a purplish, like a light powder purple, if that's what you call it. It's like a baby purple. You know how they have baby blue? It's like a baby purple. It's like, it's light, but you could tell it's purple with like this cream midsole, purple bottom. The Vast Gray is a cream, like an eggshell and white Dunk High. And of course, if you know anything about basketball, you know what the UNCs look like. It's Carolina blue. Jordan, baby. You know what I'm saying? But it's a low top. baby blue shoe, white midsole, baby blue bottom. The colors of the school, right? Same thing with the UNV Dunk Lows. I like to go back to that. You know, it's the gray and red. I have them in the Virgil Abloh version from 2019, but I would love to have the OGs. You know, like Dunks are killing it, man. I've been a Dunk fan since the height of Dunks, you know, back, you know, 2004 to about what? They started to die off maybe 08, 09, 2010. And then in the last 2 years, they just, boom, everybody wants Dunks. And I've been a Dunk fan for years. You know what I'm saying? I got the Cali Dunk Highs, SBs, which were a retro of the original, which came out in low top. I had the De La Souls in the retro version. So and the originals were the original green ones were high tops. I got the 2015 ones, which were low tops. I sold them. I don't have them anymore. They were too small for my feet. I got to buy another size. That's another story for another day. I got the 420 Galaxy Dunks, all patent leather with that Galaxy material. 420, of course, is for the weed holiday. I don't smoke. I just love the sneakers. The Strawberry Cloths are supposed to finally release this year. I mean, last year they said they canceled it. Now they're doing it again. Like, Nike, what are you doing, man? Just give us the shoes, bro. Give us the shoes, man. You know, that's a 420 shoe. Supposed to come out 2020 of 420 2020. You see, it's like a tongue twister. Strawberry Cough Dunk Highs. It's a all suede shoe. The front toe box area is red. Looks like strawberries got like little dots if you look at it closely, like a strawberry. And then the back part, the heel, the ankle part is all green. It's got the clear bottom that's red and green on the bottom. It's got a strawberry on the ankle in the back. Yo, so this is a dope shoe. That shoe, because it got pushed back almost a year, from when it was originally supposed to come out last April, it's gonna be super hyped. Like hands down. You know these shoes, they go what? About $110 retail. If they're low top, they're about $90. I predict like Dunks, low or high, they usually land between $325. Some of them go all the way up to $1,000 or more. I mean, we seen that with the Ben & Jerry's Chunky Dunky last year, right? That shoe is going for $1,250 right now. Not $12.50. $1,250 right now on my size 12. Okay? The smaller the shoe, the higher the demand. Sometimes even the larger the shoe, the higher the demand. It depends on the shoe. It depends on the quantity. It depends on how hyped the shoe is, right? So these are things you got to take into account. If you know the sneaker game, you know what I'm talking about. But don't worry. Justin's here to teach you, man. He's here to make you learn. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're interested in shoes, you gotta watch the market. You got to see what Flight Club is doing. You got to see what premium stadium goods. You got to see what premium goods don't exist no more. You got to see what Stadium Goods is doing. You know what I'm saying? You got to see what GOAT, the market on GOAT is looking like. It's like a stock market, like literally, like a stock market for sneakers. You got to see what StockX is doing. And I get it. People are skeptical over those sites like that and apps. eBay, you know, eBay's throwing their hat in the game, right? But eBay, GOAT, and StockX all have authentication policies. They authenticate their shoes. Okay, so you know the authenticity is a better word than the one I used before. That's probably not even a word, but who cares? It sounded good. I used it. It might be in the dictionary someday. Who knows? You gotta, you know, always check your shoes. I check my shoes when they come from Nike itself. I check my shoes when they come from Adidas themselves. I check everything. I legit check everything. I scan the barcode. I check the everything, the air on it, all that. How it feels in the bottom, the grooves of the Jordan 1s. You can't pull one past me, okay? I legit check anything, even if it comes from the company itself. I do it with all my clothing, too. I legit check my being at Boys Club tees when I buy it from the store. I don't know. You know, person in the back might be mad that they only getting $15 an hour. I don't know. They might switch my shit. I don't know. I do the same thing with bait. I read the tag. I look at it. Make sure it's legit. That's what you got to do in today's world. You got to do it. Because if you don't, you ain't going to know if this shit is real or not. You know what I'm saying? Back to more releases. We got the orange Blazers Dunk Highs. They're not SBs. They're just classic Dunk High style. Orange and white shoe. Features the white midsole, orange bottom, orange swoosh. Very sexy shoe, very clean. A hype shoe. We got two hype shoes coming up. And also, may I say that March 5th, we actually have a date for the orange blazes. On March 6th, supposedly, right, we have the Nike Air Jordan 4 University Blue. Carolina Blue, UNC colorways. Shoe's going to be sexy, right? All suede. It's got the classic cement detailing on the midsole. Beautiful shoe. Beautiful shoe. I know that shit is going to sell out instantly. Then we got a delayed. Look, it says delayed, right? Supposed to be March 6th. We had the UNC Jordan 1 Dunk High. Also features the classic UNC Baby Blue, right? This shoe is suede. Comes with black laces. I'm pretty sure it comes with like a white pair of laces, baby blue pair of laces. And it's got the black swoosh, white midsole. That's going to be sought out after. We got the coming up after that, March 20th. I don't know why this will come out a month after the NBA All-Star game, but that's Nike. They do shit the way they want to. You got the Dunk High All-Star shoe. All black, pretty much black color blocking with the mint green, black swoosh. It's a patent leather black on the shoe. It's very sexy. Actually, the whole shoe is patent leather from what it looks like from the picture. But it's like I said, you see pictures, you guys see these shoes live, because anything can happen. It happens with Yeezy all the time. You think the colorway is going to be one way, and Kanye's like, nah, I changed my mind. Heh, I want to do it this way. Heh. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it depends on what Nike or what Adidas likes to do in their final say, right? Next hype shoe. We'll cover this one briefly, but and then we're going to go to the real shit, right? So then we got the SB Golfs. It's all suede, low-top SB, baby blue, white swoosh with the black detailing come around the swoosh. It's got a gum sole. I love shoes with gum sole. Got the white midsole, but then the sole of the shoe is gum. Sexy, very sexy shoe. That's going to be hard to get. That's coming out in March. Then we got the return of the Raging Bull Jordan 5s. Okay, that shoe, let me tell you, that shoe's gonna cause problems. For real, for real. That's gonna crash the sneakers app. It's gonna crash Champs. It's gonna crash Foot Action, Finish Line, Snipes, you name it, Foot Locker. It's gonna crash because everyone wants that shoe. That shoe hasn't been re-released in a long time. Okay, hasn't been retro in a long time. That shoe right there, that red suede, is sexy. Mwah. Beautiful shoe. That's a must-buy for Justin Ramos, and it is a must-buy for any sneakerhead that wants something fire in their collection. We could fast forward a little bit, right? Go a little bit ahead. We know the Hyper Royals are coming out in April 17th, Jordan 1 Hyper Royals. That's a very nice shoe. It's a high-top Jordan 1, baby blue suede, gray swoosh, very nice, very clean-cut shoe. The Shadow 2.0s coming out May 15th, supposedly. We'll say supposedly because Nike might push those up, right? That's going to be a newer version to the Shadows that came out a couple years ago. This one's going to be all suede. The color blocking is mainly gray, light gray, with black in it. Around the swoosh is black. Midsole is white. The soles are black. Nice shoe. Nice, clean, light gray, smoky gray suede. Looks beautiful. Now we're going to go to the big granddaddy of them all. Probably, excuse me, I got hiccups. Might quite possibly be the shoe of 2021. And that is the Virgil Abloh Bred Jordan 4. If you know what Breds look like, it's a classic black and red Chicago Bulls color. But this one is Virgil style. Of course, it's going to have the tag on it. Signature off-white tag. Air is written on the side of the midsole backwards. And the bottoms, the midsole also looks like it's aged. So it's got a yellowing to it to make them look vintage. Let me tell you something. I know people ain't supporting Virgil because we mad at what he did for the culture. And you know what he didn't do for the culture. That's cool. I'm separating the man from his design. Let me tell you something. This Bred Jordan 4 is a must fucking have. Must have. If you don't have this in your collection, first of all, did you even really try? And are you really a sneakerhead? Like, this is the release that I'm, like, really looking forward to. Like, I'm, like, really, 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 like, yo, I must have this shoe. Must have it. Must have it. Okay? Yeah, I know. Later on in 2021, we got the re-release of, you know, the classic Supreme Nike Dunks coming back out. They're going to do the Hyper Blue colorway, which is a royal blue. They're going to do a colorway in the Mean Green, which is a neon green and white. All of these shoes are colors with white in them. So the first one, the Hyper Blue, is going to be blue and white. Mean Green is going to be neon green and white. We got the Metallic Gold, which has a hint of gold. And it's mostly a black and white dunk. We also have the Bark Root Brown, which kind of looks burgundy, reddish brown and white with the, you know, the classic gold stars. Those shoes are going to be hard to get. It's Supreme. Like, let's be realistic. Is a normal person going to get it? Maybe. Most likely not. Those shoes are like unicorns. Also coming up in the summertime, it seems like, we got quite a few Virgil's coming out. Because if you know anything, Virgil just announced that he's doing another 20. Well, he's doing the 20. That's what they're calling it. I say another 20 because he did more than the 10 that he initially signed with Nike for. He's done many pairs. So this is a quote-unquote 20, right? I think it'll be more. So coming up this summer, sometime this year, if they don't push it up, we got the Virgil Abloh Air Force Ones in the canary yellow. Very sexy shoe. It's got the metallic silver swoosh, black midsole, Air written on the bottom, off-white style, red tag, right? Then we got the Canary Jordan off-white ones. Fire. Canary yellow. It's got that, you know, old school, inside out, UNC style, Chicago 1 style, Jordan 1, but just in yellow. Very sexy shoe. That's going to be hard to get. Then he's doing two, not one, but two. And this is a collab with not only Nike and Off-White. It's also a collab with Futura. He's doing two Dunk Lows. The first one is going to be the orange. And I guess that's a blue. They look like Knicks colors, but it also looks like it's purple. So I'm going to call them the Knicks colorway. Maybe the Phoenix Sun colorways. You know, it's like I said, you got to see these shoes in person. You're never going to really know how they look until you see a live video of them, you know, on foot or first look from one of the YouTube bloggers, right? Those are fire. Then you got the UNC version of the Nike Off-White Futura Dunk Lows. Baby blue and white. It's got the crisscross tie that he likes to do. Both shoes feature that. On the orange pair, it's an orange and white. And also on the UNC baby blue pair, the crisscross, the lacing is on there as well, orange and white. So those shoes, honestly, are going to be hyped. You know, we could fast forward all the way to December because we all know that December matters. It's not even on my list, but it's been rumored that the cool gray Jordan 1s are coming back out. The cool gray Jordan 11s. Don't ever do that again, Justin. You know your shit. The cool gray Jordan 11s, patent leather highs are coming out. Now, we don't know if they're going to do the leather upper or the mesh upper. I don't care either way. I also don't care if the patent leather is high cut or low cut. I just want a pair of those in high top, okay? I've waited a long time to get the cool grays. I missed out when I was 15 years old. Okay, I'm a grown man now. I need them shoes. You feel me? So every December is well known in the sneaker community as the month of the Jordan 11. So hopefully, pray to the sneaker gods and the real God above that we get the cool gray Jordan 11s. I don't care which way they want to slice it, cut it, or dice it. Just give me a beautiful shoe, Nike. Jordan Brand, please give me this shoe. We love you, okay? Give me the cool grays for Christmas. All Justin wants for Christmas, I know it's January, all Justin wants for Christmas is a pair of cool gray 11s. High time. That's my new single. What you want for Christmas? Cool gray 11s in a high top version. Yo, this has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn with your boy Justin Ramos. I did an episode just for the sneakerheads, because that's what I do here. I do episodes for the people I love. The sneaker community, you feel me? Make sure you listen to this show. Like it, share it, rate it a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Listen to it on Anchor. Listen to it on Spotify. Listen to it on anywhere you can hear podcasts. Okay? And don't forget to listen to it on Google Podcasts. Yes, sir. Your boy Justin Ramos. Follow me on all forms of social media, Justin the Comic, and I'm out. Peace.